tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and has more details.
What we understand from the officials in Charsada, which is around 150 kilometers from Islamabad towards northwest, is that four gunmen who basically, two of them were suicide bombers, they attacked this so-called Bacha Khan University in the town of Charsada in the morning, just when the students were beginning to undertake their classes. And in fact, there was an internal annual ceremony also taking place when these four attackers entered the campus and started indiscriminately firing at students and teachers and causing so many casualties. But according to officials, there were enough security on the campus that prevented and confined these attackers to one of the blocks of the university, and that's where this six-hour-long gun battle then continued.
Again, that is VOA's Ayaz Ghul reporting from Islamabad. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. Nigeria's state oil company said on Wednesday that it had shut down two of its four refineries due to crude supply problems after recent pipeline attacks. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation carried out an operational shutdown of the refineries in the northern city of Kaduna and Port Harcourt in the southern Niger Delta on Sunday, according to a statement. It was not clear how long the refineries would be shut. Our spokesman declined to give details. VOA News.